Today, communities across the country are marking this Memorial Day holiday with ceremonies and parades. Many people go to cemeteries to pay respect at the graves of loved ones who served in the military. Here and Now's Alex Ashlock has the story of one of those military veterans and a special tradition inspired by a father's love for his fallen son.
You want to put this one in, Kaylee? Wait a minute, I'll start it.
It's windy, Mom.
Okay, how far deep do they go?
For the last 4 years, hundreds of people have volunteered to place American flags on the more than 60,000 graves at the Massachusetts National Cemetery on Cape Cod. On Saturday morning, Liz Monahan was there. She came with her daughter and her two grandchildren.
I thought it would be a nice thing for the kids. They're only 4 and a half, and it would be a respectful thing to do on a memorial weekend.
Paul Monty started this Memorial Day tradition. It's called Operation Flags for Vets. He did it because he wanted to make sure all of the graves at this cemetery had flags on them for the Memorial Day holiday. One of those graves belongs to his son, Jarrett. He was killed in Afghanistan nearly 9 years ago.
Things haven't changed much. You know, you try to tell people. It's a hole in your heart that just won't close. It just goes on and on and on.
Jarrett Monty died when his unit was ambushed by the Taliban on a remote mountaintop in 2006. A rocket-propelled grenade cut him down the third time he tried to save a fellow soldier who was wounded. For that action, Jarrett Monty was posthumously awarded the Medal of Honor. Chris Chaka was at the National Cemetery on Saturday. He's a Marine Corps vet, and he came because he's known Paul and the Monty family since he was a kid.
I think it's great, the support he gets from everybody out there in the community is great. So I think it's a good way to remember his son's memory.
Memory is what this holiday is all about. Jane Zolkevitz was volunteering to help place the American flags for the first time.
I came because my father, who was a World War II vet, just passed a couple months ago. It's just an incredible amount of joy that my dad brought me, and he's no longer here, and I just wanted to respect him and all the other vets today.
Another volunteer, Ken Gidney, comes to the cemetery every year to help place the American flags. He served in the Iraq War in 2006 and 2007.
Oh, again, just like, you know, last year and the year before, it just shows respect. You know, we're all respecting one another as veterans, and, you know, people get patriotic this time of year, and it's good to see that there's about 100 people sitting right here in this little lot, you know, doing their part, and within an hour we'll have it all done.
Paul Monty has always said Operation Flags for Vets is not about his son. He says it's about all of the nation's veterans. But as gratifying as it is to see so many people at the cemetery every year, he says it never replaces the hole in his heart.
I'd like people to try to understand that label, Gold Star Family. People who have lost a child in combat, you're going to grieve forever. You lose a parent, you've lost your past, but you lose a child and you've lost your future.
Paul Monty still drives his son's old Dodge Ram pickup truck. A songwriter in Nashville heard that story on Here and Now in 2011. She turned it into this country song recorded by Lee Bryce. It won Country Music Song of the Year in 2013.
I drive your truck, I roll every window down, and I burn up every back road in this town. I find a field, I tear it up till all the pain's a cloud of dust. Yes, sometimes I drive your truck.
This song is now a symbol for all the Gold Star families in the country, families whose stories haven't been told like the Montys. They're holding on to something, too. It might be a shirt or a pair of boots their loved ones wore. On this Memorial Day, they're holding those things extra tight. For Here and Now, I'm Alex Ashlock.
If you saw this tear rolling down on my face, hey man, I'm trying to be. Yeah.